everyone. Good morning. This is a pre-gavel proclamation today. Welcome, everyone. We have some incredibly special guests today. We have four members of the Portland Thorns team here today, and we're going to acknowledge their excellence in the FIFA World Cup Championships. Could I ask Adriana French, Tobin Heath, Emily Sonnet, and Lindsay Oren to come on up? And I just have to sit wherever you like. Yep, have a seat. That's the hot seat. Thank you for being here. And before I get to the proclamation and before Commissioner Fish has some opening remarks, we thought it would be really interesting if maybe just as an icebreaker, you could maybe share a couple of sentences about what your favorite moment was in the World Cup.
For me, it was going around the stadiums and seeing Thorns in France and being able to point to those fans, because that's what started everything for me moving forward, just the support that we have here.
Awesome. Thank you.
All from each of us.
You can move the mic a little closer.
Okay. I think my favorite moment was probably going back to Paris. That's where my career started, and that's where I started playing with Tobin as well. So I think that was a really special moment for us, and playing there, playing in front of that city, and truly remarkable.
Thank you.
I would just say winning the World Cup was the best part.
I would also like to say winning the World Cup and just sharing it with these three and having familiar faces there, it was pretty special.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it. Commissioner Fish.
So there's a lot of young people here today, and not all of them are going to play for the Thorns or play for the national team. But they're going to play soccer in high school and maybe college, and they love the sport. Any advice for that next generation coming up in terms of how to approach soccer, and just any advice that you as professionals want to share with young people who are watching and who you've inspired?
I would just say, want to make mistakes. Don't be afraid of failure. Walk straight into it. Be excited when you come before challenges, and be pioneers. Pave a different way. Be different.
Lindsay, why don't you jump in? Because you took a somewhat unconventional route. You went, if I'm right, you went from high school to professional?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the path everyone takes. But any advice for people who you've inspired?
Go to college. don't say go to college.
By the way, the University of Portland is right here. Two-time national champion. I don't know. I like to travel to the places, you know, the East Coast, places like North Carolina. You've got plenty of options here.
No, I think what I would say is just keep loving the game as much as possible, and don't ever let anyone take that love away from you. And whether that's soccer or anything else that you're passionate about, don't let anyone, you know, take that from you. Keep loving it. Keep working so hard for it. And, you know, as much as you love it, I think that's where the hard work comes. So keep doing that as much as possible.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioner Fair?
I brought my flag home. It was really great being with the Riveters. That was one of my favorite parts before the final. I only got to go to the final, but I got to go to the final. And with the Riveters, there must have been 100, 150 people from Portland there, you know, doing the PTFC. And Mona Shim was there, and she was so nervous for you, former player. And it was just brilliant. I've watched it three times since I've got home again. I was sitting right on the corner line in the sun, so it was kind of hot. Tobin, your run into the penalty box when you had like four defenders on you and none of them knew what to do, and you were just kind of like teasing them like a cat with mice. It was just absolutely fantastic, and I just appreciate all of you for what you do here in Portland as well as on the national and international scenes. You are role models for so many people all over. And thank you for what you're doing for equal pay. I really appreciate that. I read the national team by Caitlin Murray on my way over and on my way back, and it was really inspiring to see how much you've had to fight for what you've got and how you're continuing to have to do that. I also read a book called Soccernomics, which is really interesting, and it said that to get proficient at anything, you have to practice for 10,000 hours, which is about 4 years of being on the city council, which, you know, that's a lot of practice. So you didn't get where you are by, you know, goofing off. You worked really hard to get where you are, and I just want you to know that we really appreciate it. Thank you for choosing Portland as well as for your great performances.
By the way, just... I know we're going to be a little pressed for time, and I want to acknowledge, before the mayor reads the proclamation, I'd like to acknowledge the coach of the Thorns this year. Mark, where are you? Would you stand and be recognized? Congratulations for being first on the table. And I know you've got some tough games ahead, but we are looking forward to having a ticker tape parade to honor the Thorns at the end of this season. So congratulations, coach.
I feel like I have to say something. Well, I just want to welcome you to City Council. Thank you for everything you do. Little known fact about me, I was a soccer player throughout my school career, and I loved it. I was good at it, but in the mid-80s, there wasn't really anywhere to go with it after high school, so... I think I would have stayed out of a whole lot of trouble if there had been, and just want to congratulate you again. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so as we discussed upstairs, a proclamation is really the highest honor that we can give as the City Council. This is a statement of our collective values and the importance that we hold you in this community. And this is really on behalf of the entire community. As you can tell, we're all very grateful. Whereas the Portland Thorns FC is the Rose City's premier professional women's soccer team, and whereas the Portland Thorns FC won the National Women's Soccer League Championship in 2013 and 2017, and whereas the Portland Thorns FC has set attendance records across all of women's professional sport, and whereas the FIFA Women's World Cup is a global phenomenon involving 24 countries and showcasing the best women's soccer players in the entire world. And whereas, during the 2019 World Cup, 9 members of the Portland Thorns FC played for 4 countries. And whereas, Caitlin Ford, Haley Rasso, and Ellie Carpenter represented Australia, Andresina represented Brazil, and Christine Sinclair represented Canada. And whereas Tobin Heath, Lindsay Horan, Emily Sonnet, and Adriana French helped lead the United States women's national team to their second consecutive World Cup title and their fourth World Cup championship. And whereas all 28 members of the United States women's national soccer team are plaintiffs in a lawsuit seeking equal pay. And whereas the players on the national team are great ambassadors for their sport on and off the pitch, and whereas the Portland City Council, representing Soccer City USA, thanks all 9 members of the Portland Thorns FC for their performance in the 2019 FIFA World Cup and congratulates the United States Women's National Soccer Team on their championship. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim July 2019 to be Portland Thorns FC Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
We're going to ask you to come here, and we're going to join you for a photograph.
And if I could also, Commissioner Fish, if I could also acknowledge we have the State Attorney General here. Ellen Rosenblum is here. And our District Attorney, Rod Underhill, is here as well. And we ask them to come up as well. Thank you.
I went to the walk with refugees and immigrants, and I actually were white.